Good morning. God's word in Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is full of living power. It's sharper than the sharpest knife, cutting deep into our innermost thoughts and desires. It exposes us for what we really are." That's out of the NLT version. Perhaps it's a verse you recognize, but it may sound a little bit different. I really think that expresses the heart and desire of the verse. Let me pray for us this morning, but before I do, I want to make a challenge to you this morning. Would you be willing to ask God to expose your heart to you? To let Him show you what it looks like from His eyes. Kind of a scary thought. But I ask you that challenge. Let's pray. Father, we're here before you this morning because we want to hear from you. We know, Father, that your Spirit is here present with us, so we just pray that your Spirit would have the freedom to work and to meet every need, Father, here in this building. Lord, there are people who are hurting here. There are people who need encouraging. Father, there are people here that just want to hear a word from you. So I pray that you would just meet every single need. I pray that there would be a willingness in this, your building, Father, your church gathered in it, to just hear what you have to say and accept it, Father, and then be obedient to do whatever you ask us to do. We believe that your word is indeed powerful, Father. Sometimes we don't hear just because we're not listening. Help us to listen today, in Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I'm going to ask you to do something that's a little bit scary, because you're not used to doing it. But I want you to participate with me. I want to tell you a Bible story. It's just a simple story like you've heard a thousand of in Sunday school. But after the story, I want to ask you some questions. And I need you to answer me. So kids, this Sunday only, it's okay to talk in church. But only if you're talking to me. You can't talk to each other, okay? Okay. In the beginning of everything, there was only God. God spoke, and He created the heavens. He created the earth and everything in it. Then, God made a very special creation. God created man. And He created man to have a personal relationship with Him. Then He took the man that He had created and He put him in charge of all of the rest of creation. He was to administer it, to take care of it. But the day came when that man disobeyed God. Just like we heard in the children's sermon a minute ago. He tried to hide from God, but we know that's not possible. Nobody can hide from God. So God had to act. God broke the relationship between Him and man because of disobedience. The man had to live out his life separated from God. But God never forgot about man, that special creation that He had made. In fact, one day, God spoke to a man by the name of Abram. And He told Abram, "Abram, I want you to leave your country. I want you to leave your relatives. Leave the house of your father, your home, and go to a place that I'm going to show you." "Abram, through you, I'm going to make a great nation. In fact, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you famous. And Abram, you're going to be a blessing to others. In fact, Abram, if you will be obedient, all of the nations of the world will be blessed through your descendants." Well, Abram believed God, and he left. He was 75 years old when he started this journey. So he took his wife Sarai, he took his nephew Lot, and everything that he owned, and all of the people that lived in his house that worked for him, they all went with him. And they went and they traveled until they arrived to the land that God showed him. When he arrived there, he went in and explored some of the land and finally settled and set up camp underneath a big oak tree. And after his camp was set up, God came and spoke to him. And he said, "Abram, this is the land that I'm going to give to your descendants." After God had spoke, Abram made an altar and worshiped the God that had appeared to him. Well, it just so happened that during this time there was a famine in that land. So Abram took his family and they went to the south towards Egypt. And they spent a while in Egypt waiting for the famine to pass. But it wasn't too long after that Abram again took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, and all of the people that were in his household. They began to slowly travel back up to that land that God had shown him. Now, while Abram had been in Egypt, he had become a very rich man. He had much gold, silver, many, many herds of cattle. And it just so happened that his nephew Lot had also become rich. He owned many, many herds of sheep and cattle, and there were many people that lived under his household and worked for him. Truth is, between the two of them, there were so many animals and so many people that the land just couldn't support them. It was too much. And after a while, the herdsmen of Abram started arguing with the herdsmen of Lot over whose pasture was whose and where the animals were going to graze, and it just got to be a mess. So finally, Abram came to Lot one day and said, "Lot, this arguing among the herdsmen, it's got to stop. It can't continue. So this is what I propose. Let's separate. If you like this land right here, you stay here and I'll go further on to another place. However, if you don't like what you see here, you go on and I'll stay here." Well, Lot took a look at the land, and off in the distance to the east, he saw the Jordan Valley. Beautiful valley, rich, fertile land, water everywhere. In fact, it reminded him of the place they had just come from back in Egypt. So Lot said, "I choose that piece. I'll go over there." And that's what he did. He left his uncle Abraham, and he took all of his wealth, all of his animals, everybody that worked under his household, and they moved to the Jordan Valley, and that's where they lived. Now, after Lot had left, God again appeared to Abraham and said, "Abraham, this land is the land I'm going to give you. In fact, if you will look, Abraham, in any direction as far as you can see, all of this land I'm giving to you and to your descendants. In fact, Abraham, you will have so many descendants, they will be like the dust in the ground. So many you won't be able to count them. So go and look at the land and explore it and see the good things that I'm giving to you." Well, that is exactly what Abraham did. He went and he looked, and it was good. It was beautiful. Sometime later, God appeared to Abraham a third time. It was in a vision at night, and he said to Abraham, "Abraham, don't be afraid. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to protect you. And your reward for your obedience, it's going to be great." This time, however, Abraham answered God back. He said, "Oh God, what good does it do to receive all these blessings from you if I don't even have a son? if I don't have a son, one of the servants from my household is going to inherit all my wealth. Everything I have will be inherited by him. You haven't given me a son, so everything I have will be inherited by one of my servants. God spoke back and said, no, Abraham, know that your servants will not inherit what I have given to you, because you, out of your own body, will have a son. Then God took him outside into the night and had him look up into the sky. And he said, Abraham, look up. Count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you're going to have. And Abraham, after looking, he believed God. And because of his belief, because of his obedience, God accepted him as being in a right relationship with himself. It's a beautiful story from God's Word. We've probably heard it many, many times from Sunday school. Now, here comes the part I told you about. I'm going to ask you some questions. Please feel free to answer. They're very simple questions. But you see, God's Word promises that His Word is full of living power. It's alive. It speaks to us. So let's let it speak this morning. Let's see what God's Word is saying. The story starts when God spoke to a man named Abraham. How did Abraham know that God was speaking? Simple question. How did he know? Nobody else was around. Do you think he heard something? Probably. He probably heard him. So if God spoke directly to Abraham, what does that tell us about God? I'm sorry? God will speak to us. Will he not? Okay. Let me ask you, when's the last time God spoke to you? Great. Anybody else? Yes. No? A little shy? It's okay. When's the last time God spoke to you? Hopefully it was this morning. If not, we need to ask ourselves a question. Why not? Think about the last time that God spoke to you. Did he ask you to do something? Did you do it? God speak to us. Sometimes we don't hear because we're not listening. Sometimes we don't hear just because we don't obey. Now, when he spoke to Abram in this story, what did God ask Abram to do? Pick up and move. Leave. He asked him to get up and leave. Where did he ask him to go? Wherever? Wherever he was going to direct him. Do you think Abraham knew where he was going? No. And how old was this guy? 75 years old. So here's a 75-year-old man packing up the house, packing up all the people, all the things, his wife, his nephew Lot, and they're going. Which way do you leave town? How do you know where to go? I'm sorry? Trust God. What did the story say? How did he know where to go? Remember? God showed him. This way. God showed him. So he went, and he went. By the way, do you remember what God told him that he would do for him if he just simply obeyed? What was he going to do for Abram? Bless him. How is he going to bless him? With a son, a great nation. What else? Make him famous. Be a blessing to the world. That's a big one. You know, it's because of that promise right there that we're all here today. God promised Abram that through his descendants, all of the nations of the world would be blessed. That's us. That's why we're here. It was because of Abram's obedience that we're here today. So, he left, 75 years old. Didn't know where he was going, yet he got there. He arrived. So he arrived. By the way, how many kids did he have when he left? None. And how old was he? 75 years old and no kids. Yet God has promised him all these descendants, a great nation. So he arrives at this promised land. He, his wife Sarai, nephew Lot, and everybody that worked for him, but no kids. So, he's in there. God appears to him. He's in the land. They leave and they go south for a while. They're in Egypt. And they come back and he has become a wealthy man. By the way, that's part of the promise that God gave to him. Not only him, but his nephew Lot. And they begin to have some problems among each other. You remember what those problems were? What was the problem? Too many blessings. Not enough pasture. What a problem to have. Too many blessings. God has blessed them too much. So what was the solution? Split up. Split up. They split up. Let me ask you something. Maybe some of y'all who are on up in years a little more than some of the other ones over here. Here's this old 75 plus year old man out on a journey with no descendants, and his only nephew is leaving him. How do you think he felt? Lonely. Lonely? Alone? Yeah. It's a hard thing to do, isn't it? Yet, he went because God told him to. He obeyed God. Did he know what was going to happen? No. He literally stuck his life out there, hanging onto a promise that God had given him. So, this split up, you remember when it happened, he really gave Lot the option. Lot, if you want this land, take it. Whose land was that really? Yeah, God had already given it to him. It's kind of a scary thing to kind of throw before a young man, right? If you want it, you go ahead and have it. God had promised it to him. He hung on to the promise in obedience. So, Lot leaves. God comes to Abraham again. And he says to him, all of this land, as far as you can see, is going to be for your descendants. Now, how many kids did he have? No kids, no descendants. Yet God is giving him land in any direction as far as he can see. It's all for his descendants, but there's no descendants. Do you remember how Abraham responded? In this, what did the story say? Not quite yet. We're coming there. You're right, though. He went and he explored the land, and it was good land, but there were no descendants. There were no descendants. So then God does come another time. And he says, don't worry. I'm going to take care of you, Abram. I'm going to protect you. This time, Abram says, God, I understand, but what? I have no son. This is great stuff you're doing for me. I love it. But there's no son. In fact, because I have no son, This isn't even going to pass to my family. Who's it going to pass to, according to Abram? The servants of the house. The servants are going to inherit all these blessings that were specifically given to Abraham and his descendants, which he doesn't have. Now, he's getting on up in years. You know, he's got a reason to be worried. But he has trusted God this far. Finally, he just cries out, God, what's this all about? I have no children. Why are you giving me all this stuff just to give away to the servants? What did God tell him? I'm sorry? He was going to have a son. How old was he again? 75 plus, right? 75 plus. Okay, there's a couple of y'all here that are 75 plus. How would you feel if God told you that you were going to have a son next year? Yeah. 72. It's a scary thing, isn't it? Scary thing. God took him outside and made an incredible promise to him. And y'all can probably relate to this living in Corpus Christi. If you've been out on the beach at night, you know what the sky looks like. He took him outside and he said, look up. Count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you're going to have. Now here is probably the greatest miracle in this whole story. After Abram looks up, he sees the stars. He believed what God said was really going to happen. And because of that, what did God do? I'm sorry? Gave him a son. Yeah, he did. What about in this story? Yeah. He saw favor on him. God accepted him as being in a right relationship with himself. Because of what? His trust, his obedience, his faith. Yeah. You see, it wasn't about Abram. It was about his belief in God. It wasn't what a 75-year-old man could do. It had much more to do with what the 75-year-old man believed that God could do through him. Whole different ballgame. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of the issues in this story. What is faith? What's faith? We talk a lot about it. What is it? I'm sorry? Going, not knowing. Okay. Trusting. Believing and not seeing. Yeah. How did Abraham show his faith? What did he do? When God came to him at the beginning of the story, name some of the things that he did. He trusted. He moved. He followed. Yeah. He listened. Absolutely. He did all these things, and then he didn't just sit back and say, okay, I believe. He acted on his belief. He actually went. Picture a 75-year-old man packed up with his wife and his nephew heading somewhere, knowing, believing that God is going to show him where. He acted on his faith. You know, faith can be a scary thing sometimes. When God calls you to do something and you don't have all the details, I'm reminded of Carolyn. She's sitting up here laughing, trying to interrupt me. You see, when we first went to the mission field, she wanted all the details. She said, okay, where are we going? What are we going to do? How long are we going to be there? And when are we coming home? Well, that was 17 years ago. we're still there. Okay. So in this faith, what role did obedience play? Major part. When God asks him to go, not knowing where he's going to go, just saying, I'm going to show you, that's a hard step to take. You know, in America, we're great about planning. Have you ever planned a vacation? You know, you go and you plan all the stops. You know where you're going to stay. You want to make the reservations. How much gas is it going to cost? All that kind of stuff. That was back when we could afford vacations. You know, He didn't have a clue where he was going. But he was willing to step out in faith and obey God because God told him to go. And he assumed that God knew what he was doing. That's a hard, hard step to take sometimes. But it's a worthwhile one. Did he know the plan? Did he have any idea other than the end result that God had promised him? Not a clue. He didn't know what God was up to. He just knew that God had told him to go. And since God was God, he probably ought to go. You think he had any questions? You think when God first told him, go, this 75-year-old man said, how in the world is he going to make a nation out of a 75-year-old man? You know, that's a perfectly legitimate question to ask. In our mind, by our strength, it can't be done. God said so. He believed it, and he acted in faith. He obeyed. Very, very simple thing. So, as you listen to all these questions, let me ask you a more personal question. What is God telling you today about faith? As we listen to his story, and we know it's alive and living and speaking to us, what is he telling you about faith? Be obedient to his word. This word, also the word that we hear maybe. What's he telling you about obedience? Do you have to understand? Do you have to know the plan? No. You see, if we know the plan and we understand what's going to happen, we really don't need God. We don't have to trust anything. Yeah, it's a scary thing. So, what's he telling you? What does God want you to do about this today? Anybody brave enough to tell us? Okay. Surrender all to him. Think about the story. Whatever he asks us to do, we're going to do it. Wherever he asks us to go, we're going to go. You see, it's not about us. It's about God. Now, think back a minute. Think back a minute to the promise that God gave Abraham when he first spoke to him. The last line of the promise, you remember what it was? Really important. He said, number one, I'm going to make a great nation out of you. Number two, I'm going to make you famous and bless you. Number three, you're going to be a blessing to others. What's the last thing he told him? Through your descendants, all the world, all the people of the world would be blessed. You see, there's God's plan. Through one 75-year-old man, God had found a way to redeem a lost world to himself. And you see, today we're here because we're part of that. That's his plan. What does that mean to your life? I don't have a clue. But I know one thing, God is telling you. God is telling you what he wants you to do. So the question today is, are you willing to step out in faith and do whatever he asks you to do? It's a hard decision to make. Worked for Abraham. God never let him down. Wasn't too much longer that he had that son. That son had many sons, who had many sons, who had many sons. And today they really are just like the stars in the sky. And today, because Abraham was faithful, many, many, many nations throughout the world have been blessed through them. Because of Jesus, his descendant. Edwin, why don't we play some music in the background? And I just want to leave the altar open for a few minutes. I don't know how God may be talking to you through this story. I know one thing. He is talking. He's saying something. Maybe he's challenging you to a deeper faith. Maybe he's challenging you to obedience. Maybe he's put in your mind that thing he last told you to do and you haven't done it yet. I don't know. I just know that he's speaking. So we're going to have some music play for a few minutes. If there's somebody here who has heard a lot about this God but really doesn't know them, I'm going to be up here up front, and I would love to be able to tell you his story, help you to know how you can know him too. So let's just sit quietly for a few minutes and listen. As the music plays, listen to what God is telling you right now. And then you have to decide, am I going to be faithful to obey even though I don't understand?